All right, you better stop right there. The way I see it, you only have two choices. You either come with me quietly, or you can jump out of the window right now and save us all the grief. Of course, it's gonna be a bloody mess, but doesn't matter. I like blood anyways. I don't think you understand. My instructions are to take you back, dead, or alive, so nobody gives a shit about you, whatever you do. This is really wasting our time. I'm gonna give you up to 10 seconds to decide what you want to do, okay? Otherwise, well, even if you tried, I would just drag you back out anyways. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and... What? Okay. That's something I've never heard before. I guess everybody really talks. Nothing. It's that instead of, you know, the usual, please, I'll do anything, you would have to be the first man to tell me that you would be my sex slave in order just to survive. You must be that desperate. Or, you probably think I'm an idiot. So, no, I refuse to. Well, I know that you're a very tricky man to find, so why would I give myself the hassle of falling for your ploy when you're just gonna be able to escape and I'm not gonna be able to have my money? So, that doesn't seem like a win-win situation for me. You're right. I do like a little challenge. Fine. Let's have a deal. Sit your ass down. I said, sit your ass down. If you want me to go through with this, you better follow every single damn instruction I give you, otherwise I will break your legs. And trust me, nothing excites me more than being able to break a man's legs. Except maybe being able to break a man's balls. So, sit your ass down before I do something drastic. Good. Good boy. Hands behind your back. All right. I'm gonna tie you up, mister. Make sure that there is nothing surprising that will come off of this. I gotta make sure that you're nice and tight. Well, you little slut. You would rather lose your dignity, your integrity, for your freedom and your life. That's interesting. That is really interesting. Humans, I guess, never fail to surprise me. We'll do it this way. I'll play along with your plan for now. Make you my little toy, play with you, fuck with you. It has been a while since I've been thoroughly entertained. But if you don't satisfy me, this knife will cut across that nice cock of yours. And then this cock will be shoved into your mouth. And then this knife will cut across your neck. And then I'm going to follow you down to the pits of hell. I'm sure Lucifer would allow me to do so. And I'm going to do it over and over and over again. Because as entertaining as you are right now to beg like this, you kind of deserve hell, bitch. So, if you don't satisfy me, I guess you're going down. But if you do, I can let you go for a little bit. Then I'll come find you, and we'll do this all over again, over and over and over again until I am done with you. Sounds good? It's not like you have a choice now, do you? They say never to make deals with the devil. But they probably should have said something about making deals with demons, too. I do love revealing myself to a human right before they die. It's that sense of thrill and agony. I'm gonna have so much fun with you. Right. Let's start down here. Well, I guess God blessed you anyway with a cock like this. This will probably do for now. I wonder if you're hard because you're actually turned on by this, or you're hard because you're scared. It tastes good for a human. But I feel like it only tastes good because of that fear, too. Tell me, do you think you're gonna be able to satisfy me? Now that you know what I really am? For all that tough talk that you gave your men about being able to fuck every bitch in your circle. You sure are whimpering now. I wonder what you would say. To the idea of being fucked and used and abused. And be passed on to the next demon. Doesn't seem so fun now, does it? Because you may be begging for mercy now. But what mercy did you give to the men and women whose lives you destroyed. You'll be lucky if I give you mercy tonight. No, no, no. I can feel you twitching. I can feel you twitching. You're probably close. But I'll tell you one more thing. If you want to entertain me, you need to last as long as possible. You don't get to come until I tell you to. Otherwise, I'll cut off one of your balls, and then we'll go again. And if you fail again, I'll cut both of your balls. And if you still fail, I'll cut the entire thing. So you get three chances not to lose every single part of your pathetic manhood. That should probably sustain you for a bit. Your tears only excite me more. So it only makes sense that I repay the favor. Don't come. I told you. Don't. You're getting too close. And as much as I said I want to be entertained, at least give it a little bit more effort. Good job. You managed to last for now. Let me take it slow again. Well, in fact, let me go and taste your balls too. It must be the last time I'll get to taste it if you come too soon. Remember, you come too soon, and one of these get cut off. They're so heavy. Probably filled with so much cum. Beautiful how you can stay so hard and be so close to the edge, even with all the threats I'm giving you. You humans are so pathetic. Alright. I'm almost done with you. You better last, or else. Even before before I lend to number one. This knife will take care of you. Ten. Eight. I love how you're crying right now. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three, almost there now. Two. Two. One. Come for me. He tastes good. Now, let's go for round two.